American Language Course, Book 19, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your activities booklet to tape 2B. Look at figure 1. Repeat the underlined words. Number 1. Fuel. Fuel. Number 2. Vitamin. Vitamin. Number 3. Misplaced. Misplaced. Number 4. Absolutely. Absolutely. Number 5. Ran across. Ran across. Number 6. Drowned. Drowned. Number 7. Telegram. Telegram. Number 8. Otherwise. Otherwise. Number 9. Get through. Get through. Look at the pictures in figure 1 and listen to the sentences. Number 1. Like gasoline for the car, food is the fuel for the body. Number 2. A person who doesn't eat healthy food may need to take vitamin pills. Number 3. Dan misplaced his letter from Marie. Number 4. He absolutely couldn't find it anywhere. Number 5. Finally, 2 days later, he ran across it in his desk drawer. Number 6. Some children drowned in the flood waters. Number 7. Telegrams were sent immediately to their relatives. Number 8. Otherwise, they would find out the bad news from the television. Number 9. For 2 days, people couldn't get through to their relatives by phone. Many of the lines were down. Now, repeat the sentences. Number 1. Like gasoline for the car, food is the fuel for the body. Number 2. A person who doesn't eat healthy food may need to take vitamin pills. Number 3. Dan misplaced his letter from Marie. Number 4. He absolutely couldn't find it anywhere. Number 5. Finally, 2 days later, he ran across it in his desk drawer. Number 6. Some children drowned in the flood waters. Number 7. Telegrams were sent immediately to their relatives. Number 8. Otherwise, they would find out the bad news from the television. Number 9. For 2 days, people couldn't get through to their relatives by phone. Many of the lines were down. Look at figure 2. Listen to some words. Find what the word means and put the number of the word by the meaning. Number 1. Misplace. Number 2. Fuel for the body. Number 3. Vitamins. Number 4. Telegram. Number 5. Otherwise. Number 6. Ran across. Number 7. Absolutely. Number 8. Drown. Let's check your answers. A, if not, is number 5, otherwise. B, certainly, is number 7, absolutely. C, an important part of food is number 3, vitamins. D, die in water, is number 8, drown. E, put someplace and then forget where, is number 1, misplace. F, a message by wire, is number 4, telegram. G, found, is number 6, ran across. H, food, is number 2, fuel for the body. Now look at figure 3. Repeat the dialogues. Number 1.
Did you finish preparing dinner?
No, but I could have finished if the phone hadn't rung.
Number 2.
Doug's car is still here.
Then he couldn't have left yet.
Number 3.
Did Rick pay that bill?
No, he couldn't have paid it. It hasn't come in the mail yet.
Number 4.
She may have gone to drop the children off at school.
She couldn't have gone to drop them off. Today's a holiday.
Number 5.
I didn't expect Paul to get here on time.
He may have left work early.
Number 6.
I think Bill was calling Helen in England.
He couldn't have been calling Helen. She isn't there any longer.
Number 7.
This building was cleaned by professionals.
It couldn't have been cleaned by professionals. The place is terribly dirty.
Number 8.
What was the problem with the car?
I don't know for sure. It might have been the battery.
Look at figure 4. We use the words could have to talk about an action which was believed possible in the past. We use the words couldn't have to to express something which was considered impossible. Now listen to some dialogues and decide whether the action or situation being discussed was considered possible or impossible. Let's do the example together. Listen.
I think I saw Joe in a store last night.
It couldn't have been Joe. He's in California this week.
Circle the word impossible. The woman couldn't have seen Joe because Joe is in California. Listen to the dialogues and circle the word. Number one.
Were you able to finish your homework?
I could have finished it, but I fell asleep.
Number two.
Paul said that you took Anne to the dance last night.
I couldn't have taken her. She has been sick for a week now.
Number three.
I didn't see you at the lunch yesterday.
I could have gone, but I had so much work to do that at the last minute I decided to stay.
Number four.
Did your car run out of gas this morning?
No, it couldn't have run out of gas. I had just filled it up. I don't know what was wrong.
Number five.
Were you able to go to the picnic last year?
I could have gone, but I decided to go to the game instead.
Okay, look at figure four again and let's check your answers. Number one is possible. Number two is impossible. Number three is possible. Number four is impossible. Number five is possible. Look at figure five. Listen to some paragraphs. Select the topics. Number one.
Since the beginning of time, most people have seen women as wives and mothers only. Women's only duties were to marry, keep house, and have children. In many countries today, however, women believe that marriage should be a matter of choice and that keeping house and caring for children should be the responsibility of both parents, so that neither parent will have to give all of his or her time to duties at home. These changes in people's thinking are a result of the women's rights movement. The women's rights movement is for the right of women to be equal in every way to men. Until the last few years, women didn't have many of these rights. However, opportunities for education for women have increased gradually, as have the opportunities to do responsible work on an equal level with men for equal pay, thanks to the women's rights movement.
Now select A, B, or C in Figure 5 for the topic of the paragraph you heard. The answer is C. The topic of the paragraph is the women's rights movement. Listen to another paragraph. Number two.
Florida is a very unusual state. It has a long coast with water on three sides, and because of the ocean breezes, the climate is usually very pleasant. It has many more sunny days than rainy ones, but in most years it gets enough rain to make trees, grass, and crops grow well. Because the state is low and water stands in many areas, it also has many lakes where the fishing is very good. Many tourists visit the state every year, and many retired people go to Florida for its warm winter weather. The state has always been known among the states of the U.S. for its production of oranges and grapefruit. In fact, orange juice is one of its most important products. But now it is perhaps better known in the states and in other countries of the world as the place where America's space flights begin, at the J.F. Kennedy Space Center, located at Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Now select A, B, or C for the topic of number 2. The answer is A. The topic of the paragraph is the state of Florida. Look at figure 6. Listen to a situation and a dialogue. Circle the answer. Number 1. Grace and Helen are driving to the mall. Grace is at the wheel and is busy telling Helen about her dinner party the night before.
We'd just gotten through with the dessert when the doorbell rang. You can guess how I felt when I saw who it was.
Grace, we're coming to a school zone.
Now read the question for number 1 and circle the answer. The answer is B. Helen wanted Grace to slow down. Number 2. Iris and Jane have been to the grocery store. They are taking the bags out of the car.
I'll take the rest of these. You go on in.
You won't be able to carry all those at one time. Let me come back out and help.
Read the question for number 2 and circle the answer. The answer is C. Jane doesn't want Iris to drop the bags. Number 3. Kate and Lois are going into a building. There's a sign that says, "Caution, wet floor."
We can take the escalator right over there. Come on.
You'd better slow down. That sign over there says the floor is wet.
Read the question for number 3 and circle the answer. The answer is A. Lois is afraid Kate will slip and fall. Number 4. Marge and Nancy are in a department store.
How do you think these look?
They look like they are too wide.
They are, but what do you think of them?
If they have your size, I like them.
Read the question for number 4 and circle the answer. The answer is B. Marge is trying on shoes. Number 5. Opal and Patty are talking on the phone.
I think it looks just awful. He did a terrible job.
Well, maybe you can comb it out and fix it yourself.
It's too short to do anything with. I should have cut it myself.
Read the question for number 5 and circle the answer. The answer is A. Opal is talking about a new haircut. This is the end of tape 2B, book 19.